how does something which makes no sense help me so much? We're dealing with Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah is where we take the Parah Duma. It's Metame as a tar and Metar as a tummy. It's a halacha which Shlomo Melech said he does not understand. And we find that it's a kapara for the Maisa Ego. Chazal tell us the Parah Duma is a kapara for the Maisa Ego. The question is how in the world is the Parah Aduma a kapara for the Maisa Ego? The Maisa Ego was the tragedy of history. It took the Yitzhahara and put it back in us. After we were Zeichet the Matan Torah, it was Paskas who Masa the Gemara and Shabbos says, that the Yitzhahara, the Nachash HaKadmoni, which came into us by Adam Rishon's Chait, left, and then it came back into us again when we did the Maisa Ego. So now, you do Parah Aduma, and that is a tikkun, that's a kapara for the Maisa Ego? What's going on? How are we supposed to understand that? So let's understand exactly what the chait of the Maisa Ego was. And if we look, it's really the same chait, seemingly, as Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon called him a chait. He didn't have Yitzhara, right? He only wanted to do good. He had nothing pulling him. So why did he go and do it? So Nachash convinced him, convinced Chava, convinced him. But what was his intentions? So Svarim explain, the Meshech Chochma explains, that his intentions were not bad. It was what we call an Aveira Lishma. It means you're doing a sin for the sake of God. You say, God, I have my calculations, my cheshbonos, my reasoning. I want to be closer to you. So if I want to be closer to you, how can I do that? Right now, my life's a joyride. I have no Yitzhara. I have malachim being tzolel mibasa, right? That's geshmak. Yeah, you ever go to like a shorim place? That's like, yeah, that's good. Now malachs being tzolel mibasa. That's. I don't think they have these things even in America. Not that I know of. I don't think there's a malach v'hayer which can feed you basar to your mouth. So he's living the high life. This is too easy. This can't be the purpose of creation. Oh, there's the eitz das tovera. What's going to happen if I eat that? What's going to happen if I eat that is I will now have Yitzhara. And we all know, the Torah tells us, Lefum Tzara Agra, Name Dikisufa. You want to have a challenge. Because if there's no challenge, there's no life. There's no Yiddishkeit. You're just like a malach. So Adam Rishon said, I'm like a malach. I have no pull to anything. So he made a cheshbon. He said, wait a second. If I do this Aveira, then I'm going to be able to uplift myself to new heights. I'm going to be able to come closer to the Bar Elam, not further. So he went and ate from the Eitz Hadas Tovira. That means his sin was that he had a calculation past Hashem's calculations. You come to the Maisa Ego. The Maisa Ego was an unbelievable thing. They lost their leader. They're in dire straits. They want to go to Eretz Yisrael. They want to bring the Gula. They think Moshe Rabbeinu is gone. The Satan even created it, that in the heavens, there was a mita of Moshe going out. Their calculation was off. So the Torah tells us that why, according to the Rishonim, why did they do the Maisa Ego? For what reason? They did the Maisa Ego so they could have a leader which would help them, which would take them home. And anyone who came against that, they were the Pashat Apikorsim. It wasn't a cheshbon which they wanted to serve Avodah Zarah, but they wanted to get close to Hashem. So they know, they heard from Hashem directly, Lo Yelohim Achim Apanai, do not have other gods. But they said, well, listen, that is only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the tools to serve Him without another god. But obviously, we need to get to the Kirvah Hashem. Kirvah Hashem Li Toif. And look at all the amazing Chazals of Eretz Yisrael. We need to get to Eretz Yisrael. So we have one thing. Do not have other gods in front of my, in front of my face. Don't serve other gods. That's one thing. Then I have my whole entire other connection with Hashem standing. So it's like this weighted scale. One versus everything. Oh, well, that one seems to be dropping. It's everything else. If I break this now, and we're not serving him. We're doing it so we can get closer to Hashem. We don't want to serve him. That's not the goal here. He's going to be a conduit, something in between. So it was Pashto's only lipnim, like the Ben Nebuchadnezzar. It wasn't really who they were. It wasn't really what they were doing. They weren't serving it per se. They had to serve it as a result, but that wasn't actually what was going on. So they said, okay, we have this one over here, and maybe we're not fully in it. So let's make this God so we can serve our God. Similar to what Adam Rishon did. We find both times in history when the Yetzer came into us, it was when they made their own cheshbon. When they said, I know better than God's word. I can decide. I can figure it out. My das is everything. What is the whole entire Parah Aduma? The whole entire Parah Aduma is that we don't understand it. We have a das, we have knowledge, we have our ways of thought. In our ways of thought, this makes no sense. It's counterintuitive, it's illogical seemingly. Says Hashem, do this. Listen to me. Know that you're going to get closer to me by doing this act. So every person in Klal Yisrael can say, well, I don't understand that. I understand. It doesn't make sense. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, no, do it anyway. And that's how you're going to get closer to me. This is going to make you Kodesh, Tahor, out of Tumas Mace. So if a person takes that idea in, it's teaching him the lesson is don't use your mind to try and get close to God. Very often, I hear from people, yeah. I don't feel that. And I'm not saying you don't have to feel things. You have to work very much on your relationship with Hashem. A relationship with Hashem has to be real, has to be murgash, has to be thought about. You have to feel feelings towards Hashem. But know that your roadmap to closeness with Hashem is not the roadmap which you draw. You have to follow the guidelines. Similar to a man and a wife. Man gets married. He comes home to his wife. His wife says, oh my gosh, you have to hear this. Oh, what is it? Must be something very important. So I was speaking to my friend at work. Okay. And she has a cousin. Okay. Who has an aunt. Okay. Who was driving down the thruway. Okay. Who saw somebody doing something crazy. Okay. And her aunt was her aunt's cousin's mother's sister, whoever we're in, was really, really distressed about it. And she's telling me about her aunt's cousin's mother's sister. And it was so hard for this lady. And you're looking at your wife, and you're like, wait a second. Where's the important thing? Was there something, like, are you okay? Yeah. Did something happen at work? Yeah. Is your close friend you're telling me okay? Yeah, she says. She says, yeah, you don't understand though. My co-workers, friends, cousins, mothers, sisters saw something on the highway which distressed her. And the rule is that what's important to a woman is this: all these different things in the world. The stories which she's experiencing, that means something to her. So what is a proper roadmap in marriage to build a relationship is that you listen to that story. You internalize it. You are wowed by it. That's how you build the relationship. The Chazon Ish, Tzvi Yaakov say that this is a woman's tainug. This is what makes a woman feel like she has life breath. Her expressing to you the things that interest her, schmoozing about the mundane, that's how you build a relationship. So you could say, no, that's ridiculous. It makes no sense to me and I don't feel anything from it. Yeah, try saying that and see if you get hot dinner that night. See how happy your wife's going to be. Yeah, okay, I don't care. No, enough. Tachlis, what happened at work? No, that's what happened at work. No, what happened at work? That's what happened at work. Oh my gosh. So if you're not informed of this yet, welcome. This is marriage. This is life. Women like talking about these things. And you have to hear her and be there for her. So it's not a marriage class. But if you don't know this, or if you have a challenge with this, which we all do, then mechazek in it. That's the Torah. The Torah is Hashem gives us ways in how to connect to Him. And we learn the Svarim and in Nigla and Nistor, which they explain it to us. But the point is even when you don't understand, know what you're doing is creating a Kirav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the rules you have to follow. Don't make up your own rules. So many of us, so often, try to make what we call our own Yiddishkeit. And of course, you have to have an individualistic relationship and connection to the Torah Hashem and His mitzvahs. That's not a question. And by Torah, it's a mashal b'chafetz. Every portion, the Vilna Gaon explains, by our scene, I got an individualistic portion of the Torah they can connect to, for sure. But we have to stick to the guidelines of halacha. We have to stick to the guidelines of hashkafa given by the Torah. That's the rule. So why was Parah Aduma a fix? Because Parah Aduma says that my way of connecting to me is the way. You don't ever go out of it. You don't ever break those boundaries. This was the mistake of all of history. Adam Rishonchay was saying, I'm going to figure out my way of connecting to Hashem. What makes sense to me. This was the chait of history. So what do we come to fix with the paraduma? Many of us in our lives often feel, minion this, or this mitzvah that. I'll rush through that. And I'm kind of getting, everyone has different kleichas, cheshbonos, challenges. And you have to work through your challenges and your place in Yiddishkeit and your place vis-a-vis Hashem and your place vis-a-vis your own soul in this world to figure out where your strength, weaknesses are, the things you should focus on, things you have to work on more, things you have to ignore a little bit sometimes to because it's you're just not holding there. That's for sure. But it always has to be within the guidelines of halacha, of mutter, aser, of what is connecting me to Hashem. Not what I'm going to say I feel. Passion is the most important thing. But where we have to find passion is in the place where Hashem tells us, this is the roadmap to connect to me. Don't ever say to your wife, nah, no, I don't care about you saying it's mundane. To her, it's important. To Hashem, the mitzvahs are important. To Kadosh Baruch Hu, He gave us the blueprint of how to connect. People say, nah, it's Einik Shabbos for me to talk about business. So maybe we can find some heter and Shabbos, the Ramah, fine, okay. The point is, Shabbos is a day to not focus on those things. To focus on Hashem being the ultimate creator of the world. That the world came Yesh Me'ayin, that every single second is dictated by His will. Milchadish Tuvu Cholim Tamid. That He's the Bar Olam, the creator and sustainer of the world. Don't start making up your own Shabbos. And everyone in their own life can find where this applies. But it's for sure true in every Bechina, because this is the chait of history. So that means it's a part of who we are. And this is how what the Paradum is coming to tell us. So let's make a chazik now, this Shabbos, in something new. That there's never a time where we can say, that's not how I connect. If the Torah says it. If it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. If it's something like minyan. Minyan, it's ma'ali, you're tfilos, you're with Klal Yisrael. Don't give it up. Be mechazek. It's so easy, so often, for us to make justifications, excuses, and reasons why that's not good for me. But if the Torah says it, it's good for you. Kirvas Hashem litoy. Being close to Hashem is good. How do you get close to Hashem? You're close to Hashem by following His rule book. So let's all think about in our lives, one place, where we don't feel so connected to a mitzvah, because we don't understand it. We don't think it makes sense. Take that mitzvah and try and chazik that since I know that this is creating connection to Hashem, then I'm going to do it with more passion, more fervor. I'm going to find how I can connect to it, either looking through the reasonings a little bit, and even when I can, even when I'm stuck. Hashem's way is the way. We can never say the words, no, 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 no. That's not for me. If it's the Torah, it is for you. You just have to understand it.